Hello, and welcome to this week's edition of Health Beat, Chiropractic Online, today's health news and informational podcast. In this week's news, we'll be looking at epidemiology of osteoarthritis, and finally, a story about Medicare issuing new identification cards. For Health Beat, this is Dr. Todd Eglow. Welcome to Health Beat Podcast number 599, recorded July 14th, 2017. HealthBeat is Chiropractic Online Today's radio program, providing current news and commentary about chiropractic and health. This week's episode is sponsored by DaVinci Laboratories. Please surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the DaVinci link for your health and nutritional needs. We also would appreciate your passing the word of our podcasts to your friends and colleagues. Please let everyone know how easy it is to subscribe via the Apple iTunes podcast directory. If you are interested in creating personalized HealthBeat podcasts for your office or website to help you attract new patients, please surf to our website and send us an email or Skype us by typing in HealthBeat while in small letters. We are always looking to expand our interactivity with you, our loyal health community. If you would like to be kept up to date with current events about health, technology, and me, Dr. Todd Eglow, feel free to surf to twitter.com/teglow, that's T-E-G-L-O-W, and click on the follow link. As always, a big thank you to our COT HealthBeat listener community. This podcast is made available through the generous donations we receive and greatly appreciate. If you could remember to surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the PayPal link to make a monthly donation, this would be greatly appreciated. And now for some news. The Journal of Athletic Training recently published a literature review related to the topic of osteoarthritis. Osteoarthritis is a leading cause of mobility-related disability in the United States, due in large part to the aging population and the increasing rate of obesity. The prevalence of osteoarthritis is expected to double by the year 2020. History of joint injury represents an important risk factor for post-traumatic osteoarthritis and is a significant contributor to the rapidly growing percentage of the population with osteoarthritis. This review presents the epidemiology associated with post-traumatic osteoarthritis, with particular emphasis on the knee and ankle joints. It is important to understand the effect of post-traumatic osteoarthritis on the population so that sufficient resources can be devoted to countering the disease and promoting optimal long-term health for patients after joint injury. Surf to our show notes for the full article. A recent ChiroCode mailer announced new Medicare ID cards are coming in the year 2018. Identity theft has become a major problem in the United States. As a prevention measure, the CMS, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, is readying a fraud prevention initiative that removes Social Security numbers from Medicare cards to help combat identity theft and safeguard taxpayer dollars. Providers are reminded to always protect their patients' information. Information such as Social Security numbers, driver's license numbers, and credit card information, if breached, can lead to financial ruin for the patient and the doctor. If a breach occurs, the physician must notify CMS and the Office of Civil Rights, the OCR. This constitutes a HIPAA breach. Medicare stated that new cards will no longer contain Social Security numbers to combat fraud and illegal use. The new cards will use a unique, randomly assigned number called a Medicare Beneficiary Identifier, that's an MBI, to replace the Social Security-based Health Insurance Claim Number, the HICN, currently used on the Medicare card. CMS will begin mailing new cards in April 2018 and will meet the congressional deadline for replacing all Medicare cards by April 2019. On May 31, 2017, CMS kicked off a multifaceted outreach campaign to help providers get ready for the new MBI. There will also be a 21-month transition period where providers will be able to use either the MBI or the HICN, further easing the transition. Surf to our show notes for links. As always, please surf to our podcast show notes located at chiropracticradio.com for a full listing of web references mentioned in today's show. And remember, COT's HealthBeat always recommends discussing any nutritional, exercise, or other lifestyle modifications with a qualified healthcare professional. Thank you for listening. As always, we want to hear from you. Please send us your emails. Simply surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the email link. You can also leave us your voicemail. Simply open up your Skype client and type in Health Beat, all in small letters. If you have an idea for a future health segment, please feel free to contact me directly. Surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. We also would appreciate your vote at podcastalley.com. If you are enjoying these podcasts, please surf to our Health Beat homepage and click on the Podcast Alley link. If you have a website for your practice and you'd like to add content to help you attract more patients, please consider adding a personalized HealthBeat segment to your site. Many listeners and subscribers are finding this useful content addition to their office's website. For more information, again, surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. While at our website, please remember to consider making a donation to help keep these podcasts airing. Listener support, such as yours via our PayPal link, does help in allowing us to bring you these podcasts weekly. And please remember to support our sponsors by clicking their links, again located at chiropracticradio.com. Finally, I leave you with the following quote from Maya Angelou. We may encounter many defeats, but we must not be defeated. For Chiropractic Online, today's Health Beat, this has been Dr. Todd Igloo.